You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We have power ranked the head coaching hires so far. Before we jump into that, though, I want to lay out three ways that I think that you can make a good head coaching hire, because this is sort of how I evaluated the moves that were made, and I want to see if you agree with them. The first thing that you can do to make a good head coaching hire is to fix your biggest problem. And the classic example I give is John Gruden getting hired by the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers had an awesome defense in 2002. They were incredible, one of the best we've ever seen. They needed somebody to bring the offense together and do just enough to get them over the hump to win a Super Bowl. Enter John Gruden with Brad Johnson, and the Bucs did that. So if you can fix your biggest problem with a head coaching hire, I think that's one way to get that decision right.
Okay, what's number two?
Number two, accentuate your biggest strength. If you lean into what you do well, I think that's okay. I think it works best with an offensive head coach and a great quarterback like the Chiefs. They have Patrick Mahomes. They have Andy Reid. He's one of the best, most creative play callers. But it also works defensively, I think, with the Seattle Seahawks and Pete Carroll. If you lean into your biggest strength, I can't crush you for that.
I think the ideal of a coach is like not having his system and forcing it on a new team, but being adaptable, right? I think that's something we talk about with the best head coaches. Bill Belichick, for example, like that's his calling card.
100%. And actually, I'm going to get to Belichick because that's my last way to make a good head coaching hire, is to complement your biggest strength. And this, to me, is the holy grail of head coaching hires. Think Bill Belichick, defensive genius, with Tom Brady, greatest quarterback of all time. If you can get a complement of those two things, that is the ideal situation. So those are my three categories. Accentuate your biggest strength, solve your biggest problem, and complement your biggest strength. Why did you put Meyer behind Dan Campbell? Because to me, Dan Campbell is the worst of the hires. I don't understand it at all. I mean, it looks to me like all they did was just go for the complete opposite of Matt Patricia, who was not a player's coach at all. Very strict, very just, you know, he's telling reporters to sit up during press conferences. So they look like they just went the complete opposite of that, which is a terrible decision. So I had Campbell last. Why did you put Campbell ahead of Urban Meyer?
I think Campbell might be able to assemble something of a good staff, you know, bringing some people from the Saints, you know, a very good regular season team. Once again, maybe the Lions are trying to replicate that success down in New Orleans. I don't know, I guess, is why I kind of put Dan Campbell in the middle, because I just didn't know. So that's what I kind of do. Like, I don't really feel terrible about this guy. I also don't feel amazing. I kind of remember when Dan Campbell took over the Dolphins as their interim head coach, and he kind of gave them some juice there for a little bit. And it seemed like players really like him. So maybe this is kind of in the vein of a Doug Peterson hire, where it's really not flashy and there isn't a reason like there was back in 2016 to feel amazing about Doug Peterson. But there also wasn't like a reason to feel totally awful about him. So kind of just middle of the road for me. And that's why I have them middle of the road in my rankings.
I didn't like it. Like, it doesn't accentuate a strength of theirs, because the Lions pretty much don't have any strengths. It doesn't fix a weakness or address their biggest problem, because they have so many problems. And it's not like Dan Campbell's this super X's and O's guy. And it doesn't complement anything, because like I said, the Lions don't have any strengths. So I really didn't get this at all, especially when you've got guys like Eric Bieniemy and Brian Daboll who are still out there and maybe could have been convinced to make the jump. I'm stunned that of all the candidates, the Lions looked at Dan Campbell and were like, we got to have that guy.
It's definitely strange. I can't say it's like amazing. I totally get it. It's the flashy hire. But with coaching hires stats, they're often crapshoots, right? More often than not. I mean, I remember, again, just speaking from personal experience, the Eagles here, Everyone loved the Chip Kelly hire. I was thrilled. I was over the moon about the Eagles hiring Chip Kelly. And guess what? Didn't work out. It was not a good move in the end. By contrast, I was pretty skeptical of the Doug Peterson hire. I tweeted something to the effect of, fave this tweet when Doug Peterson wins Super Bowl as Eagles head coach. Very much in a sarcastic manner. Now it looks smart, and it looks like I actually believed in him all along. So if you're listening to this, please disregard what I just said, and I actually did. So you never know for sure. I mean, I guess that's not really the best selling point when you're looking for optimism, but I mean, that's kind of where the lines are.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.